Chapter 28, Part 1, The Valley of the Kingdom. When the Bible says man was created in God's image and likeness, one should not make the mistake of thinking that this refers to the nature-born personality. The real, divine human being is the microcosm, the monad, and the personality is its instrument, through which the monad's essence, aim, and task are approached, known, and accomplished.
So when you hear it said that the human being is a self-creating entity whose task is self-realization, you need to bear in mind that the human manifestation needs to be understood in a new way, quite different from the ordinary. The two forms of human manifestation, man and woman, are fundamentally different, and this fact has brought humanity a great deal of sorrow and confusion on its course through the nadir, as well as reinforcing the ties which bind it to this nature order.
From the very beginning of its course, through the nadir, humankind understood that there should be full cooperation between the sexes. But just what this cooperation really means, how it is practiced, and what its purpose is, have always been interpreted in a variety of ways. And a real, highly attuned cooperation between the sexes has, in fact, never been achieved in the nadir, because the underlying principles have never been fully understood. That is why there have been periods during which men subjugated women, and other periods during which women subjugated men, to say nothing of their other moral interrelationships. In ancient Egypt, there was a time when the man had to promise obedience to the woman, and this requirement was formalized in the marriage contract. Later on, in the marriage contract formulated by the church, these roles were reversed. In magic, cooperation between men and women as equals has always been a matter of course, and in Gnostic magic it is a sine qua non, for in reality, nothing good or liberating can be achieved if this cooperation is not functioning faultlessly. While not wishing to deviate from our subject, this important principle of cooperation had to be mentioned here to show the nature of humanity's bondage and terror in the nadir. For this whole disastrous development was caused by ignorance of the true significance of the dual forces at work in human nature. Two forces. Two currents emanate from the monad, from the microcosm. These two currents are equal in value and significance. In relation to each other, one is positive and the other negative in the ordinary sense of the word. However, in human monads, these two currents are polarized differently. So it could be said that there are two groups of human monads. In one group, it is the first monadic current which is positively polarized, while in the other group it is the second. So the two groups, although equal, are sharply to be distinguished. To convey this idea of equality in dissimilarity, we use the term inversely proportional, hence the expression inversely proportional polarization. You will never find this expression in a dictionary because as a concept it is unknown. If it were known, the world today would no doubt look quite different. As well as being divided into these two streams, human monads are further divided into seven groups, distinguished by the nature of their radiations, but at the same time absolutely equal. But we will not discuss this any further at the moment to avoid confusion of ideas. One of the results of the inversely proportional polarization of the two monadic currents is that there are two kinds of form which the monad may take on in order to express itself on the various planes of manifestation. These are the male and the female. In the male form, masculine strength predominates as the positive pole, while in the female form, feminine gentleness predominates as the positive pole. To prevent misunderstanding, we first need to seek an explanation of what the Tao means when it uses the words masculine strength and feminine gentleness, for we are aware that the world has its own ideas about these things. In Gnostic philosophy, when the word strength is used, it is referring to the monad's causative power. The monad possesses a mighty power, a whole series of mighty faculties, with the help of which the great divine plan must be carried out. The term gentleness or meekness refers to the essence of the monadic being. This is what it means, for instance, when Jesus says, "Learn from me that I am meek." It means the meekness, the gentle courage of divine love. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, as it says in the Sermon on the Mount. So the divine essence is inherent in the monad in a twofold way. As the divine causative power and as divine love, as masculine strength and as feminine gentleness. Because of the inversely proportional polarization, one aspect of the divine essence, causative power, is epitomized by the original, prototypical man, while the other aspect, love, is epitomized by the prototypical woman. Of course, this does not mean to say that the opposite pole of the monad is not also present in each prototype. If you see the situation in a higher context, rising above what you know of the present form, character, and behavior of the two sexes in the nature of death and all the resultant difficulties and problems present in human life, you will realize that in the life sphere of each individual entity, self-realization is a matter of course. For the two monadic currents needed for this self-realization, the divine power of causation and the divine nature of love are both present in every human form. It is equally clear, though, that the way in which this self-realization process unfolds in each of the sexes will be different because of the opposite way in which the two different types of monad are polarized. But the results will be the same. There wouldn't be any point in trying to describe the ideal woman or the ideal man. They simply do not exist in this three-dimensional nadir. Our aim is only to convey the understanding, given in the Tao, of how every monad will be able to attain an ideal personality instrumentarium, and how, through the efforts of these perfect instruments, the realms of earth and heaven-earth will once more be rendered capable of fulfilling their divine purpose. Let us not forget here the biblical statement that inhabitants of the kingdom of heaven neither marry nor are given in marriage. Matrimony is an expedient made necessary by life in the nadir. It is accepted by the gnosis but is not essential to the liberating life itself. What is essential is the spontaneous cooperation between the two types of monad in all domains of matter and spirit. Let us not banalize this mighty fact and state only that all Gnostic brotherhoods in the course of the ages have proclaimed conceptions of this, which differed widely from those of the majority of human beings. The incomprehension and slander with which these conceptions and ways of behaving were met was often used by the adversary to their detriment. The ground is now prepared for gaining an understanding of Chapter 28 of the Tao Te Ching. He is the valley of the kingdom who knows his masculine strength yet retains feminine gentleness. We would also like to invert these words and say, she is the valley of the kingdom who knows feminine gentleness, yet applies masculine strength. There is a power of causation and a divine love radiation. Both of these emanate from the monad. And you will know the words of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, "If I have everything but have not love, I have nothing and am nothing." So the monadic current of love is the greater of the two, for without this inner essence of the monad, the causative power could never develop. This divine power is revealed through divine love, and in this way the two monadic currents combine to form a unity. From this unity, the tri-unity of the divine sonship becomes a reality. So if you are able to activate the two monadic currents within the personality, the childship of God will be born in you in reality. The Valley of the Kingdom is an ancient Chinese representation of a place where genuine alchemical work is done. Just as human dwellings are found in valleys because of the fertile land they contain, so a genuine pupil will enter the valley, the place where the Brotherhood lives and works, when he sets out to bring into manifestation and harmonious cooperation the two monadic currents present within him, the power of causation combined with the greatest gentleness. Only on this basis can there be unity and cooperation between those whose personality forms differ because of their inversely proportional polarization.